This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist's worst nightmare and the Patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
I mean, look at we know what Nancy Pelosi was able to do in really the first 30 days of her previous time as Speaker. She had 500 indictments out. 500. I mean, it was out 500 subpoenas. I'm sorry, 500 subpoenas out to people for her fake January 6th hearings. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Where are we? This Speaker McCarthy, as far as I'm concerned, is a rhino establishment figurehead. And he doesn't deserve to be called Speaker.
No, I totally agree, and we should expand on that. Obviously, they're scared of the Justice Department. They're intimidated. He should be removed. He doesn't take action. But that's another great example. We need to see the impeachment of Merrick Garland. They've caught him meeting secretly with Jack Smith, meeting at the White House with Jack Smith. They've caught him covering up the Hunter Biden stuff. We have all the whistleblowers. Impeach the son of a bitch.
Yeah. So I just want to take a minute to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., number one, they won't provide him Secret Service, which tells you everything that they plan on potentially doing to that guy. Number one, number two, Kennedy, every time I hear him, I'm like, Jesus, Kennedy, you sound like you're an America First guy. You sound like a damn an American who you sound like either you're old school Democrat. And you're right there in the center of the country, or you're on the conservative side because of the way you're speaking. And I would say that even some of the things that he's written about. So I like him and I know him. And when I see guys like him, I mean, he gives me hope because the Democrats now are the Marxist party, right? So the Democrats are not going to do a debate with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Why? Because he represents something that they fear, which is honesty and the truth. Why don't they want to have, why are they going after Donald Trump so hard? Because he represents honesty and he represents the truth. And yeah, you're showing clips of not only his father being assassinated, but his uncle being assassinated. Never mind Martin Luther King Jr. Never mind Malcolm X. I mean, Malcolm X, in one of the statements that Malcolm X said is, anybody that calls themselves a liberal Democrat, he said, be very careful. He talked about liberals, right? He says, be very careful about somebody who says they're liberal. And then a couple of days later, when he gave that speech, he was dead. He was assassinated. So, you know, at that time in our history, physical assassinations were much easier to get away with. And then, of course, you could hide everything in classified or it's under investigation. Now, physical assassinations would be very, very difficult to get away with because everybody's got a damn camera, you know. But
that's why they assassinate you now with lawfare and lies. But I really feel and see that's their desperation button. Is I see political assassination coming roaring back. That's, and my gut's never wrong, General.
Yeah, boy. You know, I mean, this is the time, and I hope it is because I hate to think that. But I will tell you that. These people are not going to wake up tomorrow morning, Alex, audience, and go, you know what? I'm talking about these people, the World Economic Forum or the White House. They're not going to wake up and go, you know what? We've screwed the American people so bad. You know, let's turn the energy spigots back on. Let's get rid of this cultural bullshit inside of our education system. Let's stop with the CRT. Let's stop with the drag queen hour. Let's fund police. Let's go ahead and build a wall. Let's go ahead and stop this invasion. Let's get the fence.
Yeah, they could be in charge of a big win and have dominations of American culture. They'd be 10 times more powerful, but they have a needle dick. Why do the globalists hate us so much? Why do they have it out for us?
They hate us because they hate just authentic, honest people who they cannot control.
Yep.
And yours truly here, it's like, When I was in the tail end of my military time, you know, one of the, and this is public, you know, one of the reasons why I was told to leave basically a year early from a job that normally would be 3 years was because I wouldn't toe the line for the talking points that ISIS was on the run, that Al-Qaeda was on the run and no longer a threat. I just wouldn't toe the line because...
Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Through the mainstream media's lies. Alex Jones.
And, you know, when they offer you things, you know, they shine this light at the end of the hall, and the light is a very easy light to grab hold of. Hey, don't worry about it. You know, you're going to get taken care of. Wait till you get out. You're going to be put on this board, that board. You're going to be given all kinds of things. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be taken care of, right? And I'm like, that's bullshit. We're talking about people's lives here. You know, we're talking about...
And of course, you were vindicated right after you warned that. Oh. Al-Qaeda, through ISIS, had a huge resurgence.
Oh, my God. It was in 24 or 26 countries, if I remember right, at the time. And they were exploding all over the... You know, all over Africa, all over the Middle East, and all over Central Asia, as well as here in this country. And that's one of the things that the Obama administration didn't want to do. So didn't want to talk about and didn't want to have to admit to, right? So... They want this country, and they're not going to wake up. They're going to continue to triple down. So we're going to see more of this same stuff. You know, you showed the pictures of the mosquitoes. You know, the Bill Gates Foundation spraying mosquitoes. We're already talking about masking again. We're going to see corporations going to start putting the 6 feet. All this kind of madness again. And the American people, we need to beg out of that. We need to say nope, we ain't going to do it. And we need to find other outlets for us to be able to operate.
And isn't the resistance to that an example of victory? In the few minutes we have left, any other key points you'd like to add? My big concern is false flags. In your research, obviously, a cyber attack can be blamed on somebody. They're trying to say all the conservatives are white supremacists. I'm worried they'll attack a black church or a college. They're really pushing that narrative. What do you see in your false flag wheelhouse? And I want to get you back on soon because I'm going to read the book. I read your last book, How to Fight AI. Tell us about that.
One thing on false flags. It's very easy to train a militia of a bunch of white dudes up in the boonies somewhere in this country and then get them out there to do something and make sure that they're all taken care of, right? It's easy to do that and make it appear as though it's some white, you know, Christian national Nazi group, right? And then they blame and they do something.
And,
really
and again, Biden's telegraphing. He says the number one threat is white terrorists with almost no, it's almost non-existent.
Yeah. So, you know.
We'll expand on that. We got a few minutes. Expand on that.
These are easy things to do, folks. These are these false flags, we call them. These are easy things to create. Now, if you have another element called a bunch of illegals, so nobody's looking for them in, you know, hometown USA, right? Nobody's looking for their brother or their uncle. It's just a bunch of illegals that are being trained. And we have people coming into America from like 168 countries.
You remember just 6 months ago, they had three illegal groups in Texas commit mass shootings, and they tried to say white supremacists did it, but it didn't work, so they shut it down. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at. And so they're going to try. They'll test the waters, and you're going to see these false flags. We have got to be able to analyze them quickly. We've got to be able to if we still have access to the internet, we have to be able to get the word out quickly. We've got to use the influencers that we have to say, hey, you know, don't fall into this trap that they want. They want this trap of, they want it to be to where, you know, the American people start to become violent. We have got to call for, this is nonviolence, right? This is, we have got to be so smart about what they are going to try to lure Americans into doing. Okay. And this is part of this false flag. Now, if they also do cyber attacks simultaneous, right? At the same time where they're shutting down, and they can segment the internet. They don't just have to shut down the entire internet. They can segment the
internet. They can only send this to their sites. Exactly. They're going to hit with a cyber attack, claim it's the Russians. They've already said the right wing, Trump's going to work with the Russians to shut the web off. They shut it down to shut us up. And that's why they've been trying to get rid of every local talk show host that's on AM and FM that's a patriot, is because they're still worried about those systems.
And in the world of AI, this is how to fight AI. In this world, which is really important, they could use false videos of you, of me, of Trump, of high-profile people making statements, right? Crazy statements, or making statements that sound legitimate. And it looks just like this background. I mean,
So a Trump mom goes off at a black college, and it's Alex Jones or Trump or General Flynn saying, good job, blow more stuff up. We never said that.
Exactly. 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 And now what you have to do is you're on the defense, and now you've got to go out there and fight some media thing. And you got, you know, ABC, NBC, CBL, you got all the big major networks, the cable news networks that are going, did you see what General Flynn said? Did you see what Alex Jones said? Did you see what these people are talking about? And it's not those. It's none of that. Right. It's none of that. The whole thing is fake. The whole thing is a poser. Right? It's a poser.
Well, I mean, here's a microcosm. I'm there on January 6th trying to get everybody over where Trump's stage was on the northeast side by the Supreme Court. And I get up and say, and got thousands to not go in. Wall Street Journal still ran headlines. I said, attack the Capitol. Now, thank God we still had the internet. I was banned, but other people got the video out. They had to retract. But if we're not online, they'll be able to do that.
They'll be able to do that, and they will use, and they will be given, access to the emergency broadcast system by this administration. I can guarantee that. So if we start to hear about the emergency broadcast system being tested and used, and I really think that we're the real potential exists. And this is in Klaus Schwab's words, right? How the enemy telegraphs, you know, he says he used that a cyber attack so vast, it disconnects the internet. Klaus Schwab's words. So, I actually, when he said that, it was like, he said it, and he doesn't say things just off the cuff.
No.
He says things that are so, so prepared. And when he said that, and then he didn't talk about it again, and nobody questioned him on it, like, what the hell is this guy talking about? I thought the World Economic Forum was, you know, had something to do with economics. It had something to do with our financial system. It had something to do with, you know, there's nothing good about this.
No, it's the corporate intelligence agency that's taken over every aspect. General Flynn, incredible 45 minutes with us. GeneralFlynn.com. Everybody should get How to Fight AI. I'm going to read it. I'm going to go order it today. GeneralFlynn.com. Thank you so much. We now have Joe Biggs on the line from prison. Would you like to do 60 seconds before we go to him, just on your view on what just happened?
You're talking to Joe or myself?
No, I mean you. General Flynn, do you have any comments on?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that what's going on with our people that are being held as political prisoners, this is madness. This is sheer madness. I mean, these people the other day, protested outside of a Planned Parenthood site. Five of them are going to jail. They've all been convicted. I mean, one of them I think is a 61-year-old woman. I mean, these people are out there protecting the life of the babies and the unborn. And the Planned Parenthood, they're actually killing babies after the fact, and they knew it after they were born, after they were brought into this world. I mean, and they're going to put these people in jail for upwards of 10 years. These are political issues, political prisoners, and we have got to stand against this. And trust me, this is why they don't want us back in power. This is why they're fighting tooth and nail to keep Trump out and to keep guys like me from going back into government to help him.
Because I know Trump will pardon people like Joe Biggs, there's no doubt. GeneralFlynn.com, God bless you, and thank you so much, General.
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Now, let's go to Joe Biggs, who was just wrongfully convicted and sentenced to 17 years in prison. Former InfoWars reporter, totally innocent, charged with terrorism sentencing for being there when Ray Epps broke through the fence. So this is insane. Joe, I love you, brother. And you know, you're a political prisoner, and we appreciate you. I know you only get 15 minutes per call, and you've got to call back at 15 again, so we've got about 12 minutes for you before they hang up on you, and then we'll be waiting for you to come back on again in about 30 minutes. But Joe, how are you holding up, and you've got the floor.
Hey, you know, it's all right. You know, my heart hurts. You know, this is ridiculous. You know, they said that shaking a fence was tantamount to terrorism. The judge told me that, and they want to send a message to Americans that if you go to these events, if you are part of political groups, they're going to throw you in prison for a long time. They want you scared. They don't want you to go out and vote. They want people scared before it's time to vote. And that's why all this heat's happening right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Globalist agendas. Alex Jones.
You know, this is ridiculous. We went there that day with no plan, with nothing. We were there like every other American, but it's because we're a political group. You know, we knew that there was going to be a hit on us as soon as Joe Biden mentioned us in the first presidential debate. I knew that there was something going on with this, and sure enough, even Enrique called it. They're going to put us in chains, and sure enough, they have. You know, we went through a long, drawn-out trial, 5 months, and not once did the FBI ever have proof of a plan. There was no intelligence of a plan. Not one of the rats that came forward said that there was a plan. Everyone said that there was zero plan of anything happening that day by us, and yet they got us for conspiracy. To plan this, they said we had this meeting of the minds without ever actually saying anything. And it happened on the fly at the first breach. So apparently we all had this telekinesis power. We all agreed that from there on out, when this first, you know, fence went down and everyone walked forward, that we were all going to stop the certification of the election. And that's what they got the jury to say. And the jury would have convicted us of sorcery and witchcraft and murder if that was up for the, you know, up to vote on.
Well, Joe, you're right. This is the Salem witch trials 10.0. And what do you make of Ray Epps? He was there actually saying go into Capitol and picking up signs and ramming into police. But he's the little darling that must be protected.
Well, they want see. So this is the interesting thing about the trial. They altered evidence. They, you know, there was witness tampering. There was witness intimidation by the FBI. They rigged this to a point where we had nothing that we could do. They only allowed in a video of a fence that goes down in front of me, well, in my area. And there's no video of me breaking the fence. There's a video of my hand on the fence. Then my hand comes off the fence. And then later on, the fence breaks after other people have grabbed it and ripped it. But they only showed that video, the real video.
Hey, well, they charged Owen. Owen is up for sentencing in 2 weeks, one of your fellow reporters and friends. And they said he should have known the fences had been knocked down. So just because he walked onto the property, they charged him. Sorry, go ahead.
So the fence actually goes down in front of Ray Epps, but the video that the government gets to be allowed in and the judge allows in shows a green glitch where the fence goes down first. You can't see all the people rushing up on the stage, and it only shows the fence breaking around the area that we're standing at, me and my buddy. So it glitches out the part where it's in front of Ray Epps where all the people are surging, and then they go in front of the judge and go, look, see, these guys are the first ones that broke it. These guys are the ones that broke the fence and led the charge to the Capitol, and that is not the truth. That is not what happened, and videos will come out. This is insane, and they want to take me and put me in jail for the rest of my life. You know, I'm about to turn 40, 17 years. I mean, like, really, what am I going to do when I get out? You know, this is insane. There's no way that this could stick. This is a travesty. To say that the shaking of a fence, that my putting a hand on a fence is tantamount to terrorism. They're putting me in the same category as Osama bin Laden and every other terrorist.
So obviously you're going to appeal this, but let's talk about how we support you and your daughter and your family. FreeJoeBiggs.com. And I'm told you only got 15 minutes till they cut you off. Are you going to be able to call back in, or how's that work?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here guarding this phone like it's my life depends on it. So no one's getting over here. No one's going to mess with me. No one messes with Joe Biggs in this place anyways.
Do people see, are you saying people see through the fact that you're a political prisoner?
Everywhere I go, I can tell you this. Everywhere I go, people are praying for me. Every officer I meet puts their head down and they go, I can't believe this is happening to you, son. Every
U.S. Marshal has done that. The only people who don't give a flying, you know, F about what's happening to me are the people that are in the FBI for the most part. There are some good. I'm not going to get you wrong. But the FBI, for the most part, those are the evil, sneaky, you know, conniving scoundrels that want to just see us thrown in jail for the rest of our life. But the U.S. Marshals, the Air Marshals, the police, the sheriffs, the people at every jail I've been to, everybody comes up to me and shakes my hand and goes, this is crazy what's happening to you. This isn't right. We can't believe this. The prisoners even come up to us with respect. The black gang members, they all come up to us and go, man, we can't believe this is happening, and we hope Trump wins. We hope he pardons you because you don't deserve to be here. You're not a criminal.
Well, it's the arrogance of the globalists that has done this. And have you not seen your support supercharged, I'm guessing, since all the indictments against Trump?
It's hard to see with the support in here, you know. Like, you know, I'm limited on what it is I can and can't see. But I hear about it. You know, I get messages and stuff like that. I hear that there is support. But, you know, it's really hard. You know, they really constrict what I'm able to see from inside.
Where are you right now? Where are you going? And obviously you need money for appeal. People say we're always asked for money. Yeah, we're in a war against the globalists, folks. How do people support you, Joe?
Well, right now I'm at the D.C. jail, what a lot of people call the D.C. gulag. This is the one spot that had a, we're treating prisoners, Brad, at one point.
Owen said when he was there that he would wake up and literally covered in roaches eating his skin.
Yeah, that's how it was in the building where they first originally had people. Now we're in what's called the CTF, and it's a lot nicer. It's not as bad, but the food is horrible. Like, you can't eat the food here. It is not edible in any kind of way whatsoever. You know, to your second point, if you really want to help out, you know, I need money to help support my daughter. You know, they have taken away my military retirement. It's as if I never even served in the military. You know, the prosecutor gets up and starts, you know, before sentencing, goes, I just want everybody to know that I don't want to take away from Joe Biggs the fact that he's an American hero and that he served our country. But basically him touching that fence is tantamount to terrorism. His hand touching that fence was the same as an explosion going off and sending shrapnel through bodies and killing people. Blah, 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 blah.
And the judge has now said that in the Trump January 6th case. She compared it to 9/11 and the Boston bombing.
Yeah. So if you really want to help me out, I need the help. The appeals case, it takes years. You know, I'm not getting out anytime soon. I've already been in for 3 years almost. You know, I'm about to come up with my 3 years. Of that 3 years, I've been in solitary confinement for a year and a half. And I'm praise be to God that I haven't lost my mind from that. Everybody wonders how I can still keep, my sanity and how I'm still able to communicate with people.
Well, I saw the left make fun of you that you cried when they said 17 years, but, I mean, obviously you're not 17 years and you've been given this evil tyranny and can't see your daughter. I would cry too. They are sick, evil people.
Well, actually, no. The 17 years came after the fact that I cried. I cried when I brought up my daughter. But the tears that I had were from my daughter and my daughter alone, not anything that the judge had to say or the prosecution. After I spoke and I had gotten emotional about my daughter, I sat down, and that's when the judge read the 17 years.
Oh, so they even spun that you cried after the sentence. You cried for your daughter.
Yeah, I cried for my daughter. That was it. There was no anybody in that courtroom. I got letters today, and it was emotional to hear you talk about your daughter. But it had nothing to do with the sentencing. I sat there and took that like a man. I looked at him and did whatever I had to do, you know, and I walked out of there with my head held high, and I'm going to continue to fight.
It just shows, Joe, they lie about everything, don't they?
Yeah, of course. We saw an article on our little prison tablet they gave us last night that was on Yahoo saying that Proud Boys cry at trial. Not one of us cried about anything like that. It was only when we brought up the fact the guys of us who have kids, which is most of us except for one of us, I think, when we brought up our children or saw our children in the pews, we got teary-eyed that, to know that our children aren't going to see us again for a long time. From here, you know, go to freejoebiggs.com. You know, help out. That money goes either to my appeals or it goes to my mother and daughter to help out. I don't get any of this personally in any kind of way.
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Memory Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Choice and globalists dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Go to joefreejoebiggs.com. You know, help out. That money goes either to my appeals or it goes to my mother and daughter to help out. I don't get any of this personally in any kind of way. It's not going to help me.
No, we know that. You don't need to put a proviso. In fact, I think your goal's too low because, I mean, it's going to take – I know how these appeals work. It's going to cost $1 million over the next few years for your appeal alone, and you're only asking for $75,000.
Well, yeah, that was when we first had it. But, yeah, we're going to re-up that and change some stuff and, like, redo some of the wording on it and ask for more. That was just from I've had this stuff for a little while.
Well, you're a great guy, brother. I know they're about to hang up on you in a minute, but just say as much as you want before they disconnect you.
Well, I will say this. The next place I'm going to, I put in for Coleman Lowe. That's in Florida. That's the same spot they sent Martha Stewart to. It's obviously not the female wing. I'm sure that'd be a lot more fun. But they're sending me to possibly the Coleman Lowe. which is somewhere in Florida, north of Orlando.
Well, just say you're a woman. You can be in the female wing.
I think a few of us have tried that already, and they look at us like we're crazy. I think, you know, I think unless you have Democrat on your voting card, they don't believe it. They'll just think that you're playing around.
Well, it's good to hear you with so much humor. And we just keep asking listeners for help because they're coming after everybody, folks. We're here on the front line. We're in a war for everybody. And we're not complaining at listeners. But if you don't support FreeJoeBiggs.com, then you're supporting your own destruction.
Yeah, I mean, look, first they came after me for shaking a fence. What next is it? You know, what's the next thing that's going to happen that they're going to say is tantamount to terrorism? You know, they blamed me for the very first breach. The judge looked me in the eyes and said,
"You have 1 minute remaining."
My fault. I was using a bullhorn further back. There was a guy in front of me close to the gate where Ray Epps was. We call him Black Megaphone Guy because we don't know his name. But he was sitting there telling everybody, the men come to the front, get the women out of the front. We need to take the fence down. We need to push forward. We need to go after the cops. We need to get through.
No, I've seen the videos. The left showed up dressed up like Trump supporters with the D.C. police, and they did it all, and it's incredible. All right, they're about to disconnect you, Joe. FreeJoeBiggs.com. You're going to call us back in 15 minutes?
Yes, I am. I will be.
All right, keep talking to the end. Just keep talking. Keep talking.
Well, like I said, I appreciate everybody's help, man. Like, go there, help us out, and we would appreciate it. You know, it's interesting to see how the government has spun this entire situation. They have lied. They lied to the American people. The media helped it. The media sat there day in and day out and refused to report on the facts that we brought up during our trial and only...
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
Ruthless lawyers, ruthless Larry Fink, BlackRock, just ordering destruction of everything. No borders, human trafficking, fentanyl, pedophilia with children, world government, World War III with Russia, sellout to China, political prisoners, total surveillance, censorship. And they've got all these yes men and women that are just going along with their own destruction. You know, a lot of listeners have asked me, where is Stuart Rose? Been trying to get him for a year. He's been in jail. Where's Joe Biggs? I have the same lawyer as Joe Biggs. And the calculus was, it'll make the judge mad if you're on air attacking him. And that's why. And then listeners are like, why aren't you talking about it? Well, I've been trying since he got sentenced. Get him on. It took us 2 days. He's here. And you just say, well, just don't listen to the lawyers. I mean, it's his lawyer, Norm Pattis. And I get Norm's point. And so all I can do is comply with what people want. Because it's not my life. It's Joe's life. It's his lawyer. It's what they decided to do. So we'll have Joe on all the time when he's able to call in now. I've been trying to get, you know, they're like, well, just we don't want to piss people off. And maybe that's the wrong strategy. I'm the type of guy that's going to talk crap. You saw me with these judges in my show trials. I say, you're a crook. You're a tyrant. Because they're liars. The judge is like, he's got $400 million. I'm like, you're a liar. She's like, no, jury, he's a liar. No, you're a liar. And so that's where we're at. But now, boom, we're going to get Norm on, too, about this. His lawyer, who's also been my lawyer, who's a famous criminal lawyer and a good guy. People say, oh, your lawyer did a terrible job in San Diego. They didn't let us talk. They gave our lawyers a list of like 5 things you could talk about for a show trial. I was already found guilty. They just found Giuliani guilty. A judge did. People are like, well, judges don't find you guilty. Folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. Have you figured that out yet? So during the 5-month trial, I'm like, hey, I really want him on. I want Joe on. I want you on. I want to support him. And they're like, listen, we think there's some humanity in this judge. And he's totally innocent, so we don't want to antagonize him. So we want to just try to, you know, see if they've got, and they don't have humanity. So now I can talk about it. And you're like, well, you should have talked about it. All I can do is honor people that are in jail and do what they want. I'm not going to sit there and make their decisions for them. And plus, what does it do saying the judge is a crook? They love it. They'll be promoted. They'll be out playing. The judge is probably playing golf today. Feels great. Has no sense of injustice. Ray Epps can run around and say, attack the Capitol, go in the Capitol. I orchestrated it. He said his text messages. He's ramming signs into police. Joe Biggs is like shaking a fence. 17 years, bitch. After 3 years in jail. You're going to have it solitary confinement. I mean, it's just like, and you're around these people and you get, but I'll tell you the unifying thing about them. Leftists and their minions are dishonorable, cowardly nobodies. And the world's waking up to them. The thing is, they're such crap that I don't even wish harm on them. I just want them to get out of my life. Leave me alone. Go away. Well, they're not going to go away. And they're not going to leave everybody alone. But listeners should use their heads. It's not about me. It's not about Joe Biggs. It's about understanding things. It probably was smart to not have Joe Biggs on my show a bunch while he was facing this kangaroo trial. Because I think Norm's right. I think if Joe had talked crap and they'd all been on the show talking smack, that judge would hit him with what the feds asked for, 45 years in prison. Because the left likes it. They're like, oh, you don't like us putting you in jail? And cockroaches all over you? Well, guess what? You get 45, bitch. But I just love the other patriots that are out there. They're like armchair quarterback. Why isn't Alex Jones? And it's on somebody. Why isn't Alex Jones having them on? Why? He doesn't care about those people. One former talk show host that worked here who just kept saying I was censoring when I wasn't. I was really upset that he was lying and saying I was censoring. I never even barely even watched his show. I'm like, why are you saying that? President, oh, he doesn't care about his crew. He sent there. I didn't send Joe Biggs there. Joe Biggs hadn't worked here for years. I didn't send anybody into the damn Capitol. But Joe didn't do anything in the Capitol. So the idea that I'm sending people and I'm doing this and I'm all this crap, it's ridiculous. But I'm done talking about that. Because it's not about me. It's not about any of this. It's about the big picture. People sit back in their armchairs and they think they know how stuff works and they don't. Now, Joe's scheduled to call in about 7-8 minutes. So let's do this. Let's air Greg Reese's new report and some other little important promo pieces. And then Joe should be able to get back in about 6-8 minutes. We'll go to him. I guess technically 8 minutes from now I'll be able to call in. And then I promise to do a deep dive on the ADL. And I promise to hit some of this other news. And so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do it more tomorrow night, too. 4 to 6 p.m. MTG is going to be in studio. And a lot more. So look for that. But I appreciate the crew coming in on Saturday. And I appreciate General Flynn being here. And I appreciate everybody else that's supporting the show and spreading the word. Because we're in the situation we're in. And the globalists aren't going to go away without...
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And now for the truth only you can handle. It's the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones.
Here's Harari saying we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded. Because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact and the fact that it's always been here. These things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If it is the aliens, it's us. Put here on this planet by God. And there's these things that are already basically here. We've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here. If you really read the ancient texts of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser vision. It will only give them how to have technology for evil because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life so that we're in this super scared position but having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic interdimensional memories. memories, and it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they can have power during this the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. You have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and they want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games. So they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil, when really we're here with the devil. We're not locked in with the devil. It's locked in with us.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones' content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
It's a Saturday emergency broadcast. General Flynn, myself, lay out the globalist next move and how to stop them. Joe Biggs.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Locked up in the D.C. gulag. Can only get in 15 minutes at a time. You heard him about 15 minutes ago get cut off. We're waiting for his call again right now. The day we got greenlit to get him on the show. Because, again, the political persecutors attack you when you defend yourself. So now that he's sentenced, he's ready to come on the show. We want to get Stuart Rhodes on. All of them are political prisoners. Remember a few months ago, oh, Ray Epps is going to be indicted, they said in a lawsuit against Fox. Didn't happen. They just create that illusion to get us to stop talking about it. Hey, all I know is he said he orchestrated it in his text messages and said go into the Capitol and help ram signs into people. And he says he'll sue you if you talk about it. And I'm sure they'll probably sue and have me defaulted. And the judge says I'm guilty and $85 billion to him. So what? He did it. He said it. It's going on. I'm not going to shut up about any of it. But I want to thank everybody that's gone to defendjones.com. InfoWars is stabilized. The bankruptcy looks like it's going through. Everything I told the court was true. Everything that media said was a lie. You've seen all that. We don't have $10 million versus $400 million. And I've got a year of legal bills built up that I've got a really good crop of new lawyers last year. They haven't been paid yet. And that's because the judge got lied to and told that I had all this money. So the judge said, well, he can pay his legal bills. And now the judge is like, wait, he didn't have any money. But I still have the old bill. That's about to all get fixed. The judge has signaled where he now realizes he was lied to. But for now, I need to pay that $1 million. Like, that's a lot of money. Not really in today's numbers, folks, with inflation. Trump has spent $67 million this year on lawyers with hundreds of lawsuits and all the rest of it and all the criminal charges. Great, Trump needs support. Well, I don't need $67 million. I need $1 million or we go off the air. Because if they shut me down, I can't be here. InfoWarsStore.com funds free speech systems, great products you need. But DefendJones.com is where you can make straight donations. And I want to thank the listeners for their support. I'm going to be thanking more of you tomorrow on the Sunday show. But You know who you are. I think we've raised $60,000+. We can put defendjones.com on the screen. And I know I come to you and ask for your support. And my eyes aren't that good. What's the number there? That's $65,000. Sounds like a lot, folks. No, that's just, you know, 6% of what we need. But we're going to get there, and I appreciate your support. And here I am saying support Joe Biggs, political prisoner. I mean, it takes money to fight these wars, or you can just roll over and give up. Joe Biggs got back through from the D.C. jail. You've got now 13 minutes before they hang up on you again. So, Joe, I'm just going to give you the floor because I was interrupting earlier because it's good to hear your voice. I have a lot of questions, but you've got the floor to talk about the trial, what's coming next, the state of the country, just what you're witnessing. Everybody wants to hear from Joe Biggs, political prisoner Joe Biggs.
Yeah, the trial was a very interesting process to go through. You're told that you're going to be in a, you know, pick a jury of your peers. These aren't our peers. The people of D.C. hate everything that we stand for. Anyone who's conservative, anyone who's right-leaning in any kind of way, you're an outcast. You're hated. They think that you are the scum of the earth. So to say that you're going to get a fair trial in D.C. is the most, you know, hilarious thing in the world. These people convicted us day one. They said so. They said that we were guilty from the get-go. They didn't care what was shown to them. They didn't care that we showed how many times the FBI lied, how many times on video that we got the FBI. We could see them coercing and changing the words of their own witnesses to fit the narrative that they wanted, and still the jury goes, I don't care. Still the judge goes, I don't care. It was the most disheartening thing to go through because you watch, you know, and we're sitting there, we're bringing forth the truth. But the truth isn't, you know, the courtroom's not a place for the truth, obviously. I mean, this is a place for, you know, whatever they're allowed to put through, and the judge allowed the government to get away with everything and push whatever they wanted to through. And it was, it hurt to watch that. You go in there with your head held high. You go in there thinking that, you know what, we're just going to keep fighting. You know, we're going to keep going. And this machine is so big, they just don't care. That's why people need to wake up. People need to get off their butts. People need to understand that there's a war going on in the sense that, you know, they're coming after our rights. They are doing everything they can to throw us in jail. And war. Let's talk about the word war. Apparently, I say the word war too much, and I know you guys say that. It's a war for your mind. You got to watch out, Alex. The judge brought up the fact that I said war so many times, and they even brought it up to the prosecution. The amount of times I've said war before, that's a no-no. You can't say that word anymore because then that means you're waging war against the government and you're a terrorist. You know, the things that came out in this trial, just, I don't understand it. You know, you go in there with everything on your side, all that's right, all that's good, and they still don't care. The judge still sits there. And the same video that they use, they showed, I remember when I first got locked up, they showed the judge, the government showed the judge of me shaking this fence or whatever. And the judge, his first response was, I didn't see anything in there that shows Joe breaking the fence, so I'm not going to deny him bail. And then he comes back like two days later and goes, that's terrorism, lock him up, and throws me in jail. Like, it was so weird. His initial response
was, because he clearly got his orders later.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was so weird. It was night and day because he sits there and he looks at it and he's telling the government, he's like, I don't see this. You know, this doesn't make sense to me. That's the same video that they played over and over in trial, the same video that they used to get the terrorist enhancement, the same stupid video that he goes, I don't see it. It's not there. You know, this doesn't really hold any water.
And by the way, we'll pull that video up. I didn't think to do that, but I've seen that video. It's just you at the fence. Then we have Ray Epps picking the sign up, helping ram it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.